This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv have emerged from a 54-hour curfew to line up for water and pick up food aid in a region which has seen nearly daily bombardments from Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Resident Ludmila Stativka was forced from her village near Kherson 3 months ago and has been living as an internally placed person in nearby Mykolaiv since. She tells the AP, of course people are afraid. Russia will advance even further, but everyone's hoping that they will not reach us here and things will get better. Her friend, Natalia, adds, our village is occupied. We want to be able to go there. I want not only our village to be liberated, but the whole of Ukraine. Mykolaiv is less than 65 miles from Kherson, which came under Russian control early in the war, and Ukrainian officials have vowed to retake it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Republican lawmakers are rallying around former U.S. President Donald Trump after Monday's search of Trump's Florida estate by agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. White House Press Secretary Karen Jean-Pierre was reticent Tuesday, responding to reporters' questions about the previous day's FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Trump was in New York at the time and characterized the search at his Florida property as an unannounced raid. Academics say this type of law enforcement action against a former president is unprecedented. There has been no comment from the FBI or the Justice Department, and the contents of the search warrant have not been revealed. Meanwhile, the former president says he will testify under oath Wednesday in the long-running civil investigation in New York State about his dealings as a real estate businessman. This is VOA News. China's envoy to Australia said Wednesday that more work needs to be done to reset relations between Canberra and Beijing. Australia's largest trading partner, China, put sanctions on its products from coal to wine and seafood after Australia urged an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19 and put a 5G network ban on telecoms giant Huawei. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, have arrested a suspect in the deaths of two Muslim men in that city. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Chief Harold Medina tells reporters,
we arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
That from KOAT. Investigators say Saeed, who came to the U.S. from Afghanistan some 5 years ago, was seen leaving his home and followed by police for some 100 miles before being arrested. Tests on weapons in the home and his car provided the evidence needed to charge him with two of the killings. He's also a suspect in two other killings. And this from KOAT, Mayor Tim Keller thanked the Muslim community.
They never gave up on our police department. And they never gave up on the city where they live. And I want to thank you for doing that. There is no way we could have put these pieces together without them.
Three men who emigrated from Pakistan were killed in the past week. A man originally from Afghanistan was killed in November of last year. I'm Tim McGuire.
Lamont Dozier of the legendary Motown songwriting team of Holland, Dozier & Holland has died. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more on Dozier's life and legacy.
So many classic Motown hits were written by Lamont Dozier and Eddie and Brian Holland. Here's Dozier in a 2009 AP interview listing the hits he wrote just for the Supremes.
Where Did I Love Go, Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love, Reflections, You Can't Hurry Love, Love Is Here Now You're Gone, I Hear Symphony.
Their other hits include Heat Wave, Reach Out, I'll Be There, and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. Dozier wrote Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch because his grandfather called women that. Bernadette was inspired because Holland, Dozier, and Holland each had trouble with women with that name. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
U.S. President Joe Biden formally welcomed Finland and Sweden, joining the NATO alliance Tuesday as he signed the instruments of ratification that delivered the U.S.'s formal backing of the Nordic nations entering the Mutual Defense Pact. And recapping our top story, residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv have emerged from a 54-hour curfew to line up for water and pick up food aid in a region which has been nearly daily bombarded from Russia. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.